Wake up! It's the Sleep Unplugged Podcast, episode 90, Sleep and Hospitality. Gotta hurry on back to my hotel room. Welcome everyone to the Sleep Unplugged Podcast. My name is Chris Winter. I'm a neurologist and sleep specialist and your host for what's going to be a really different and exciting podcast. If you're new to the Sleep Unplugged family, welcome. If you're a veteran of the podcast, welcome back. If you're a fan of the show, you know we always start off the show with introductions. My name is Chris Winter, again, neurologist and sleep specialist. I am the author of two books about sleep, The Sleep Solution, Why Your Sleep's Broken, and How to Fix It, as well as The Rested Child. If you want to interact with the show, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. That's Dr. Chris Winter. We have a YouTube page where we post the videos of all of our content. And this week is really exciting because if you're a consumer of the video portion of Sleep Unplugged, you can see from the background, we are in a very different location. More about that in just a second. We have the YouTube page. We also have our Spotify playlists where we put all the featured music from each episode of the show. We like to start off each episode with comments, corrections, and criticisms. This comment comes from Mary, who says, I have a friend with a four-year-old whose sleep is restless. She's had a sleep study. She's undergone iron therapy with iron drops, had a tongue tie snip, tonsillectomy, adenoidectomy. To be honest, I don't know what's going on here. And I'm not really sure if this is necessarily a problem for the daughter as much as for the parents' help. Thank you very much, Mary. I appreciate you getting in touch with the podcast. It was something really interesting that struck me about this comment from Mary, which is, number one, is it a child problem or is it a parent problem? I talk about this a lot in my book, The Rested Child, that a lot of times normal sleep behavior for a child is being interpreted through the lens of a parent who thinks their child is sleeping abnormally. So that's a very important consideration. But the thing that really caught my eye was the tongue tie snip procedure, which is booming over the last several years. And it really caught my eye because I just listened to and read a New York Times article. And there's a whole New York Times Daily podcast entitled The Booming Business of Cutting Babies' Tongues and just the total lack of evidence that we have to do this procedure. I encourage every parent who's considering that to really dive into the research, read the article, take a listen to the podcast. I found it to be extremely enlightening. Mary, I hope your friend can find some success helping their child get a little bit better sleep. So this week's episode is really exciting. This is a topic I've wanted to do a long time. Ever since COVID kind of came around, the idea of hotels really leaning into sleep has been really on my mind. And so this is going to be a really fun topic. Before we jump into it, gotta hurry on back to my hotel room is a lyric from the song When I Paint My Masterpiece, which was a song written by Bob Dylan, but really recorded and made famous by the band. It was on their fourth album, Cahoots. And it's always struck me as being ironic because Levon Helm, the drummer for the band, sang the song, and he famously really disliked Dylan and Dylan's music. I've been wanting to talk about the band for a while. Robbie Robertson, the guitarist for the band, died in August of last year. And I thought this was a perfect time to sort of tribute to him. The band was formed as the Hawks initially because they were the backing group for Ronnie Hawkins. And when Bob Dylan in 1965 abandoned his folk music and went electric, he recruited the Hawks to be his backing band. So Levon Helm hated playing with Bob Dylan because all the fans showed up listening, wanting to hear the harmonica, acoustic Dylan, got the electric Dylan, and basically booed the entire performance. Fast forward, Bob Dylan got injured in a motorcycle accident, retreated to a small house up in Woodstock, this little residential house with a makeshift studio, and he got the band together to record what would be future songs for future albums. They liked playing together so much, they formed their own band called The Band, and Robbie Robertson was the guitarist for that. So I'm a huge fan of the band, and even though When I Paint My Masterpiece was sung by Levon Helm, and written by Bob Dylan, there's still many, many songs written by Robbie Robertson that are really famous. And my favorite is the song Stage Fright. The B-side of Stage Fright was Sleeping, the song Sleeping, written by Robbie Robertson. Great performance of it. in Martin Scorsese's The Last Waltz. And the little inside trivia about The Last Waltz was Robbie Robertson's microphone was turned off for the entire performance. So we're going to put Stage Fright, Sleeping, and When I Paint My Masterpiece on the Sleep Unplugged Spotify playlist, Volume 2. We always touch upon a song at the beginning of the show, and we'll put that on there. And here's a little quotation from the song. Cobwebs on my pillow, I'm found in the willow. I'd spend my whole life sleeping. To be called by noon is to be called too soon today. Love it. So let's get into sleep. Why are we talking about sleep in hotels? Well, for years, hotels have really been leaning into and increasing their focus on sleep. And if you travel at all, you've probably been aware of this. You know, you get to your hotel room and there's some little earplug sitting on the bedside table, a little nod to, hey, our hotel is situated right by this busy intersection. Maybe you could put the earplugs in and sleep a little bit better. I remember a couple of hotels have given you the little lavender balm to kind of put on your temple so you're feeling that lavender experience. And there's studies that have shown that lavender increases sleep and kind of helps with that. So there's a history of this kind of going on. Certain beds, Westin came up with their own heavenly bed and was selling that to people who would go to the hotel, sleep on their bed and think, hey, I kind of like this bed. And then they could sell it. So, and that's really kind of led to a whole sort of explosion of hospitality, trying to figure out ways to capitalize on consumers wanting more than just a horizontal surface to sleep on. In fact, there was a hotel I found, not in this country, but basically creates these soundproof little cells that don't even have TVs in them. And we'll touch upon that a little bit later. So that brings us to where am I at right now? I'm actually in New York City at the Equinox Hotel, which is the flagship and first hotel for the Equinox brand, which you might be familiar with Equinox as the high-end gym, spa, fitness brand that's all around. They're great clubs. I've had the opportunity to work out in them many times. Well, this is their first hotel. And one of the things that they really wanted to lean into, and I would say even more than lean into, they really wanted to own the space, and that was, we want to own sleep. When you think of traveling to a hotel and sleeping well, we want Equinox to be in our mind. So some disclosures here. I do work for Equinox, but I'm not being paid to do this podcast. This podcast was going to happen whether I work for Equinox or not. It just so happened that I've started collaborating with Equinox as their sleep scientist. And I've written a blog for them. It's going to launch March 1st. They're starting a fitness and sleep and hotel blog that will be on their webpage. And so I thought, well, this is a perfect time to do it. So I approached Equinox and said, look, I've been wanting to do a podcast about hotels and hospitality for a while now. I would love to film it and record it at your property, as well as sort of give my listeners an inside view as to what the leading edge hotel is providing when it comes to sleep. And they were like, that's great. In fact, they said, we'd love to give your listeners a discount code so they can come and actually experience the program for themselves. And that program code, discount code, is EQSLEEP5. So EQSLEEP, all in caps, 5. And that's going to give you $100 off of their experience, which is the Art and Science of Sleep program experience that I'm going to talk about in this show. So moving on. So COVID happens. There's a massive hit to the travel industry. But reports now, even at the end of 2023, have said, look, traveling is back. Hotel rooms are back. In fact, they have reached levels now that exceed pre-pandemic levels, which is fascinating. So I was trying to think, what's the best way to organize this podcast? And what's great about the fact that this is episode 90 is that so much of this podcast really builds upon the previous 89 episodes that we've talked about: sleep and food, sleep and temperature, sleep and exercise, sleep and meditation, yoga. All of these things really get housed under this roof. And I've had the opportunity to stay at the Equinox Hotel several times. I've experienced the art and science of sleep. And the thing that really becomes apparent very quickly is when you step into this hotel, they control all the aspects and variables that we think about when we think about sleep. In fact, when I talk to elite athletes and spring training's coming up, one of the things I talk to them about is, look, there's a lot of things that are going to influence your performance. What can you actually control? You can control your food intake. You can control the way you exercise. You can control mindfulness, meditation, your mental space, and you can control sleep. Those are four variables that you can control to increase your performance. When you walk into the Equinox Hotel, they control those four variables now, and they do it wonderfully. So I was thinking about a way to organize this podcast, and I thought about Dave Brailsford. So Dave Brailsford was a guy who was tapped by British Cycling in 2003 to basically head their cycling efforts. British Cycling had a terrible 100-year run at the Olympics. I think they had won one medal in 100 years. And he basically came in and said, look, here's how we're going to improve everything. We're going to make everything that British Cycling does 1% better. So if we can identify 100 variables that go into being an elite cyclist and make each one of those 1% better, we will effectively transform our cyclists, making them 100% better, and we're going to do very well in competitions. And wow, did they. They won all kinds of medals. I think it was the 2006 or 2008 Olympics. I mean, they won over 50% of the cycling medals that year from a group that had literally won one in 100 years. So when you walk around the Equinox property and spend any time here, which I would highly recommend, it becomes clear that they're thinking about multiple variables. So listen, there's nothing wrong with being in a hotel room that says, look, we've got a little white noise machine on your bedside table. That's great. And we did a white noise episode of the podcast very early on. It was definitely within the first, I think, 5 or 7 episodes. We talked about the benefits, potential benefits of white noise, particularly if you're in a hotel room sleeping with a partner that maybe you don't typically sleep with. Maybe you have separate rooms. Maybe there's traffic noise. Hey, white noise is great. So that hotel has made your sleep experience 1% to 3% better. And when you stay at Equinox, you realize from the time you get there until the time you leave, it's just constant variables. Some you're aware of, others you may not be, in terms of thinking about every little detail to make your sleep better. So I wanted to run through a few of them in this podcast. And I'm just going to give you a disclaimer from the outset. This is not all of them. They're literally too many to count, because I actually, when I stayed, walked around with my laptop and made little notes about little touches that they've put into the experience of staying here. And I eventually just kind of gave up. I'm like, this is going to be a massive document. It will never fit in a podcast. It will never fit in a blog post. So let's hit the highlights. Immediately when I came into Equinox, you can tell it's very thoughtfully lit. And again, one of our early episodes was about how light affects sleep. We all know that. We want to sleep in the dark. We want lots of bright light during the day. This is a strong regulator of our circadian rhythm. And when you walk into Equinox, I came in the evening, the lighting situation was very different, even in the lobbies, than it was during the day. Very dim, thoughtfully lit, really getting the patrons ready to sleep. That's the beginning of it. The rooms are absolutely light-centric. In fact, when you walk in, there is a button immediately by your bed, right by the shower, right by the door, that says bright, dim, night, or off. There's also a button within the room that you can push the button. It's called dark, quiet, cool, and it immediately blackens out the room, engages the room to be quiet, and makes it completely, perfectly temperature set at 66 degrees with one touch, with the little button right next to your bed. So I love that idea of, I'm getting ready for bed, I'm going to go ahead and set it on dim, which I would recommend if you were staying at the property right after dinner, when you get back to your room, regardless of what you've got going on that evening, just go ahead and get it set up on dim. And then at night, you can have it completely blacked out. Or if that makes you feel uncomfortable, the night light is all indirect lighting. The room is still exceptionally dark with that. And I actually brought my little lux meter the first time I came. We always find it interesting. What is the nature of the lighting in the room? And what is the temperature, the intensity of the lighting? And when the nightlight feature was engaged, the lux meter read 4. So it's very dim. When it was blacked out, it was absolutely 0. So we want to think about lighting as it affects our sleep. And sure, you can sort of pull curtains and do things like that. They have it such that when you push a button, the shade comes down and completely blacks out the beautiful view of the city that you've got. So they're really making it very easy for an individual to affect lighting. And we know that changing your lighting situation can affect your sleep by as much as, you know, an additional 20 minutes per night. You know, so for a typical individual, that's a 4% improvement. So as we're tallying up marginal gains, I can't imagine a room situation that's going to capitalize on light better than the Equinox room. And if you're somebody who says, look, I, you know, need more lighting on at night, it makes me feel uncomfortable, or your partner and you have different lighting needs, there is a wonderful sleep mask that's provided in the room if you need it. So they've really thought of everything. And we talked about sleep masks in our last episode and how impressive they can be in terms of helping with your sleep quality and sleep duration. So next up, as soon as I walked into the room, there was a carafe of tart cherry juice and a little treat, a little welcome treat made from tart cherries as well too. And there's been studies looking at the Montmorency tart cherry in terms of not only anti-inflammation, but also sleep promotion. And there was a small 2018 study looking at the effects of tart cherry juice on insomnia patients, and it showed that it increased the insomnia patient's total sleep time by 84 minutes. Now, do I think coming to the Equinox Hotel, drinking a carafe of tart cherry juice is going to give you an 84-minute improvement of your sleep? No. This was a population of people who were already struggling with their sleep. But if you actually look at the data on tart cherry juice, even in normal individuals, there's no reason to think that you couldn't get, you know, a 6% boost in your sleep quality that night, particularly when you're in a room like this. So, you know, two things. We've got the tart cherry juice. We've got the lighting. We're already at approximately 10% improvement potentially for your sleep. And when you look at a lot of the ingredients that are thought to be sleep promoting, a lot of times there's a crossover between those ingredients also being anti-inflammatory. And I think tart cherry kind of shows that too. And there's been some studies too that show that tart cherry juice can actually independently influence melatonin secretion, which we've talked about in many episodes, is the neurotransmitter that's affecting sleep when it's dark outside. So do you want more melatonin? Sure, you can pop a gummy, and they actually have melatonin gummies here if you want them, or you can just get lots of light during the day when you're at the Equinox Fitness Club. And then as the day becomes night and you start to diminish sleep and you end up in your room in total darkness, you're going to get a lot of melatonin secretion from your pineal gland naturally. We've talked a lot about exercise and sleep. We've had exercise and sleep podcast episodes. We had weightlifting specifically. And I don't think if someone says, look, I can do one thing to improve the quality of my sleep, what would it be? It's exercise. And somebody says, well, I already exercise. I would say exercise more, because I don't think there's anything that even parallels it in terms of sleep improvement. And I come to New York a lot. I've stayed in a lot of places. I've gone to a lot of gyms. My feeling of a New York City gym is usually small, cramped, and inadequate. That is not the situation here at the Equinox Hotel. This is one of the prettiest, most spacious gyms that you've ever seen. And I'll post some social media content of me at the gym because I love this gym. I went 3 times one day. I liked it so much. Beautifully lit. Tons of amenities. It is a great place to work out. And when you go there, there's something very appealing. There's something that draws you into the club versus the typical hotel, couple dumbbells, a bench. It's just kind of sad. You know, like, this is not that. And when you add into the classes, boxing, yoga, Pilates, I mean, there's all kinds of fitness classes being offered here at this club, it's really a completely different experience. So let's be super conservative here and talk about the exercise that you're going to get at the Hudson property, improving your sleep 5% over the other hotel that you're going to go to that, hey, may not even have a gym, which is pretty common here in the city, or the gym is so uninspiring or frankly creepy that you don't want to be there. So I think that we can add another 5% to our marginal gains at the Equinox gym. One of the great things about the Equinox Hotel is their spa. And if you sign up for the Art and Science of Sleep program, you're going to get a lot of interesting, you know, treatments that are part of that experience. In addition, there are other experiences that are not part of that. So I tried as many as I could and went back and really looked at the research and scholarship that supported those things. So they have a variety of treatments that can impact your study. And we did a whole podcast episode on temperature extremes, sauna treatments, cold plunge treatments. They not only have cold plunges in their locker rooms, but even in the wintertime, they take their outdoor pool and transform it into a massive cold plunge that I will be hitting later today. And so when you look at the ability to use sauna treatments and cold therapy treatments to change your temperature curve. So throughout a day, our temperature hits a maximum around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and we tend to trough about an hour before we wake up. So think of it as a sine curve that you learn in math. Up 4 o'clock, down an hour before you go to bed, and it repeats every day. If we can increase the peak of our temperature or decrease the trough, we're going to make the steepness of that curve steeper. And it's the steepness of that curve, it's that drop off in body temperature that makes us feel sleepy. So when you really immerse yourself in the experience here, there are all kinds of opportunities to increase your temperature, just working out at the gym, being in the infrared sauna, being in a hot tub versus dropping your temperature, cryotherapy, cold plunge. And if you time those things appropriately, it can really make a difference in sleep. In fact, we were looking at some studies in that episode, and one of them showed that, you know, you could reduce the time it took you to fall asleep by 6 minutes. You could represent, as much as a 10% improvement in your sleep. And when you look at influencers on sleep, we talk a lot about light, which is very important. Temperature has a big one too. We just don't feel it a lot because we're often in environments that control temperature. So being in the spa really allows you to influence temperature in intelligent ways during your stay here. So when I was at the spa, I was sitting in the infrared sauna, which was absolutely lovely. And my little attendant kept walking by to make sure I hadn't passed out or something, which I thought was really nice. And at one point he actually walked by and he opened up the door and handed me a water bottle and said, it would be great if you drank this and put these electrolytes in it. So I was constantly being offered hydration. They use LMNT electrolytes and drink plink. They have path water here. I mean, everything is so thoughtful that you don't have to really do anything. I was just sitting there and trying to meditate in the spa and enjoy the heat. And I've got somebody thinking about my hydration virtually the entire time. And when you look at the influence and the research about magnesium supplementation, supplementing magnesium, particularly people who are deficient, which is a lot more common now than most people think because of the change in terms of the way we grow food. It's just not quite as nutritionally complete as it used to be. Individuals can find that, you know, supplementing magnesium could improve sleep by as much as 8%. One of the things that I really found interesting was that Equinox has a spa wave table treatment. And I've done similar treatments to this before. The closest that I've ever come to some experience like this was, have you ever done one of those sensory deprivation tanks where you go into the tank and you float in the salt water in complete darkness? It really felt like that. So I'd never really done it before. So you came into this spa treatment. The attendant was wonderful. She explained a little bit about the therapy. You lie down on this table. They put this nice weighted blanket on top of you. And we talked about weighted blankets 2 episodes ago. And little headphones come on. And okay, great. Here we go. And I thought I was going to experience more, like the table was going to shake or it was going to, rock me to sleep. And so I was kind of hearing these kind of sounds in the headphones and sort of sitting there thinking to myself, okay, well, I'm open to this experience. What's going to happen here? And the attendant said that, you know, how long it would be. And then the attendant was back and she said, okay, Chris, how do you feel? I'm like, I'm okay. Like, I'm ready for the experience though. And she said, Chris, you've been in here for about 20, 30 minutes already. I was like, really? So it was that sort of mesograde amnesia that we talk a lot about in individuals with paradoxical insomnia. I'm lucky if I get 1 hour of sleep. Now, you're sleeping more than that. You may not be experiencing it though. And so I really felt like that spa table really did a great job of allowing me to sort of unwind. And if you listen to this podcast, you know how much I believe in rest in addition to sleep. And I felt really rested after that experience. You know, the lighting, the soundproofing, the headphones, the weighted blanket was outstanding. Difficult to find scholarship on it, but I think that if you experience that kind of like the sensory deprivation chamber, you kind of feel a sense of peace and mood altering after it's done. So I gave it 5% improvement on our sleep. Again, this is, I'm going to freely admit, I'm pulling this out of similar therapies and research about it. Perhaps my favorite treatment the whole time was the cryotherapy. It was a spa treatment. You get put into this unbelievably cold. I mean, it's like a blast chiller. They're like, here, take off all your clothes except for your shorts and put on these little booties and some gloves and a little hat. And they were like, pick a song. I'm like, you're going to listen to this song for the 3 minutes you're in there. So I think I did She's So Cold by the Rolling Stones. That was the song I picked. And so you go into this blast chamber and it is unbelievably cold. Like I was kind of worried I wouldn't be able to stay in there the whole time. And so they're playing the Rolling Stones, you know, She's So Cold. And I'm just, okay, just control your breath. Don't move a whole lot. You can make it through. And I did. In fact, it was a lot easier than I thought it would be. Wildly invigorating. In fact, we talk about cryotherapy a lot with professional athletes. After the game, it's important they get their body temperature down quickly before they go to bed. So the cryotherapy often serves that purpose of, we got to get you cool quick, because that increasing your heat right before you go to bed is working opposite to trying to fall asleep. So the cryotherapy can serve multiple purposes for an individual, kind of like the cold plunge, but it does it extremely well, aggressively. 2% improvement in sleep that I saw in a study. So we're adding up our marginal gains. The food offerings here are fantastic. In fact, they have their entire own sort of menu about sleep. It's called the Sleep Well Menu. And a lot of the topics we talked about in episode 21, which featured food, are really brought into this. They're thoughtfully thinking about foods that can improve the quality of your sleep. Magnesium content, amino acid and tryptophan content, melatonin content. They're looking towards supporting all the steps that our brains need to create the neurotransmitters that are important with sleep. And it's very difficult to estimate what improvement diet can have on sleep, but it's not just what you're eating, but it's also when you're eating it, I think is really important. And even in the room, they had like a little snack, lavender chocolate before you go to bed. Lavender has been shown in a lot of studies to improve sleep quality. They also have little water lily seeds, which have a lot of iron, protein, magnesium. Again, everything's there for, hey, we don't want you to be hungry, but if you're going to eat, and we generally think about not eating 2 hours before we sleep to be optimal, but if you have to eat, let's choose things that are not heavy, that are not going to work against our ability to sleep. So sleep menu could be anywhere from a 2% to a 10% improvement in your ability to sleep if you wanted to. I think my favorite feature of the room might be when you get into the shower, which is amazing. And when you click a button, it's glass, it becomes opaque. So if you're in there with somebody who doesn't, you know, you don't want them to see you shower, and you'll click this little button and you get instant privacy. Or you can leave it open for all of New York to see. I love it. But when you go inside the shower, there are two different soaps. And they're from a company called Grown Alchemist. And one is invigorating, and it's on the left. And so in the morning, you use the caviar lime sandalwood rose. Sandalwood has something called, I think it's called sandatol in it, that's been shown to be an invigorating kind of essential oil. And so you use that in the morning. And then in the evening, there's a completely different soap. called Relaxing, which is chamomile, which we've talked about before, Tasmanian pepper, and tangerine. And I found a study in 2020, effects of tangerine essential oil on brainwaves, mood, and sleep onset latency. This was a study just of women, but showed that using the tangerine oil reduced sleep latency from 8.5 minutes to 2.5 minutes. So 6% improvement just with the soap, we'll call that a 1.25% increase. Some other features I want to mention going through here. So we've talked about the exercise, we've talked about diet, we've talked about the room. A great feature of the room is when you wake up, there is yoga mats in the room, there's clothes, you forgot your workout clothing, no problem. They have Roan workout clothing for you in the room if you need it. Not only just a yoga mat that's brand new, they've got yoga blocks, they've got all the little straps, everything's in there for you to use. You have no excuse not to do it. So when you wake up, there's pre-programmed programs on the TV where you could do a morning meditation, you can do morning yoga. And on the flip side, when you get ready to go to bed, there's evening wind down meditations and wind down yoga. And we did a whole episode on sleep and yoga. I'm new to yoga, but think it's fantastic. And I love the fact that they're really leaning into that to help with it. So a couple more details about the bed. They use Cocomat mattresses, which I believe is a New York, I think they're a Greek-based company, but they have an off, like a showroom in Soho that I've been to. All organic, all natural products, very comfortable bed. We talked about bedding a couple episodes back. You have a great mattress, you put crappy sheets on it. What's going to happen? They don't. They use Mattock. All cotton, 400 thread count sheets on there, which is very breathable. Really the only downside to their, it's like a percale cotton, which has to do with the way they weave the 400 thread count, is that it wrinkles. But when you're in the hotel, it's perfect because they've already pressed everything. Everything's neat. So there's really, it's a really wonderful sheet to have. And if you really like the bedding and you like the sheets and you like the pillows, you can buy all these things if you want to. And one of the great, and when we talk about picking out a mattress, it's important to try it out. You need to sleep on it. So they have in-room clothing, the electrolytes are there. One thing I will point out, when you look at some hotels, they think that the way to get you to sleep better is to remove things, like take a TV out or take the coffee out. Taking coffee out of a hotel room that I'm staying in, I'm never coming back. And what I really like about Equinox is we're going to educate you and we're going to give you the tools you need to sleep your best. If you're somebody who wants to have a coffee in the morning or in the evening or a cocktail at night, they've got high-end alcoholic drinks in the room if you want them. They've got a TV in the room if you'd like to watch a little television. And you know how I feel about these things. It's not about taking them out. It's being thoughtful about them. You want to go out to a party with your friend that there's going to be alcohol served? As long as you understand, look, this is not the greatest thing for my sleep, but I want to have a drink to celebrate with my friend, then you should have a drink and celebrate with your friend. And if you want to watch an episode of True Detective, you should watch an episode of True Detective because it's awesome. So it's not about taking away choice. It's about educating an individual throughout an entire experience. And I've never been in a facility that does it like this place does. And there's patches and adaptogens and specific teas for the morning and the evening. I mean, we could literally go on and on. I don't want this episode to be 2 hours. I just really want to think thoughtfully about the way we approach travel and really get out of the mindset of, oh, I'm traveling, I'll be staying in a hotel. Well, my sleep's going to be terrible, but there's no choice because I've got to go to that place and attend that conference or see that amazing concert at Madison Square Garden or whatever you're doing. And I really want this episode to kind of start that dialogue. So first and foremost, if you have great experiences or lousy experiences with hotels, I'd love to hear about them. Dr. Chris Winter Twitter, Dr. Chris Winter Instagram. If you've stayed at the Equinox Hotel here in New York City, I would love to hear what your thoughts are about it. If you would like to stay at the Equinox Hotel, I really want you to experience their Art and Sleep program. And you can get a discount, $100 off by typing in EQSLEEP5. That's a discount code for our listeners specifically. So if you're planning a trip out there, use the discount code. Hit me up on social media because there's some things I want to talk to you about before and after. I'd love to hear your thoughts about it. salute to Robbie Robertson and his memory and his lasting music. Take a listen to our Spotify playlist. We're on volume 2 now of all the songs. That's it for this episode of Sleep Unplugged. I hope you've enjoyed it. And until next week, sleep well.